Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. We're grateful for the new proposal, which in our view really does strengthen the issue of the protection of civilians from the humanitarian impact of conventional weapons. We prefer actually this new text. Our only reservation is that we don't like to establish a link with a convention which is outside of the scope of this convention, the CCW. I perfectly understand the concern voiced by the distinguished delegation of Germany, and we share their concern. And I really do would like to clarify something with the Secretariat. I'm not a historian of this convention, but could you tell us if throughout this, the history of the convention, have other kind of conventional weapons been considered? Because if that is the case, I think we should just mention, just say, consider on this convention here, just consider on this convention, and that would cover all kind of considerations we have raised or concerns we have raised. Another difficulty has just occurred to me. It's not a major one, but when we put considerations just linked to the past, it would give the impression that this principle would not apply to the new considerations or concerns we are having with regards to the laws, for example. So I think to express a strong determination on the protection of civilians against the humanitarian impact of all conventional weapons, including those that have been considered by this convention, is sufficiently broad as a wording to cover everything, not only what happened in the past, but what is happening now. And I am concerned that we are being a little woolly in our wording here. But I much prefer the second option, which I believe strengthens the language. And this is, we're very happy to see it here. Thank you.